Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the Magic Book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Maybe you're experiencing it too. Your little one pulls away when you try to hold their hand in parking lots or near streets, and it can feel absolutely terrifying. One moment they're right beside you, and the next moment they're running toward danger, and your heart just stops. I want you to know something really important. You are not alone in this. This is one of the most common challenges parents of toddlers face, and there's so much we can understand about what's happening in your child's beautiful, developing brain. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about why your little one pulls away, what's really happening developmentally, and most importantly, how we can help them learn safety cooperation with patience and love. First, let me share something the Magic Book taught me that changed everything. When your toddler pulls away and runs in a parking lot, they are not being defiant. They are not trying to make your life difficult. What's actually happening is that their brain is wired for exploration and discovery, but the part of their brain that understands danger is still growing. Research from child development experts shows us that toddlers between ages 2 and 3 are in this beautiful, challenging phase where they're discovering their independence. The Centers for Disease Control calls this the terrible twos, but I like to think of it as the wonderful twos because your child is learning something so important. They're learning that they are their own person, separate from you, with their own ideas and desires. But here's the thing. While their desire for independence is blooming like a beautiful flower, their impulse control is still developing. The National Center for Biotechnology Information tells us that between 30 and 54 months, children are just beginning to develop the neurological capacity for self-regulation. That means when your toddler sees something exciting across the parking lot, their brain floods with curiosity and joy, and the part that says wait, stop, that might be dangerous is still under construction. Dr. Robert Myers, a child psychologist with over 40 years of experience, explains it beautifully. He says that children need both autonomy and clear safety boundaries to develop confidence and self-reliance. The key is recognizing their growing independence and responding with encouragement while maintaining the limits that keep them safe. So when your little one pulls away, what they're really saying is, I want to explore, I want to discover, I want to use my own legs and go on my own adventure. And that's actually wonderful. That's healthy development. But they genuinely don't understand yet that cars are dangerous, that streets are not safe places to run. The CDC emphasizes that dangerous situations can happen so quickly with mobile toddlers. In parking lots, near streets, around water, these little explorers need our close supervision and our patient teaching. So what can we do? How can we honor their growing independence while keeping them safe? First, connection before direction. Before you even get out of the car, take a moment to connect with your child. Get down to their level, look into their eyes, and say something like, we're going into the store now, and I need you to hold my hand in the parking lot because cars are here and I want to keep you safe. Can you help me stay safe together? When you frame it as teamwork, as something you're doing together, it feels less like control and more like cooperation. Second, give them choices within boundaries. You might say, would you like to hold my right hand or my left hand? Would you like to walk beside me or would you like me to carry you? This gives them some autonomy, some sense of control, while the non-negotiable boundary stays firm. We stay together in the parking lot. Third, practice during calm moments. When you're at home, in the backyard, somewhere safe, practice holding hands and walking together. Make it a game. Sing a little song. Make it fun. This builds the muscle memory and the positive association with hand-holding before you're in a high-stakes situation. Fourth, validate their feelings. If they pull away and get upset, acknowledge it. I know you want to walk by yourself. You're getting so big and strong, and in safe places like our yard, you can walk all by yourself. But in parking lots, we hold hands to stay safe. I understand you're frustrated, and I love you, and keeping you safe is my most important job. And here's something beautiful. We have a story in the Book of Inara that teaches this lesson so gently. It's called The Gingerbread Man, and it's a classic folktale that shows what happens when someone runs away without thinking about safety. In the story, a lively little gingerbread cookie springs to life and immediately runs away, singing, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. He's so confident, so sure he doesn't need anyone's help. He runs and runs, feeling free and independent. But then he comes to a rushing river, and for the first time, he realizes he can't do it alone. If he tries to cross by himself, he'll get soggy and fall apart. And that's when the clever fox appears and offers to help him cross safely. The gingerbread man learns something so important. Being confident is wonderful, but being too confident, thinking we don't need guidance or help, can lead us into trouble. And when he accepts help from the clever fox, when he trusts someone wiser to keep him safe, he makes it across the river beautifully. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about it together. You can say, "Remember how the gingerbread man learned that running away can be dangerous? Just like the gingerbread man needed the fox's help to cross the river safely, you need to hold my hand in parking lots so I can help keep you safe from cars." Stories have this magical way of teaching lessons that feel gentle and natural, not like rules being forced on them. When children see a character they love learning the same lesson, it clicks in their hearts in a way that lectures never could. The magic book reminds us that this phase is temporary. Your child is learning. Every single time you patiently stop, get down to their level, and explain why safety matters, you're building their understanding. Every time you stay calm when they pull away, you're teaching them that you're their safe place, not someone to fight against. Research shows us that children whose parents respond with patience and consistency, who set clear boundaries while validating feelings, develop better emotional regulation and safety awareness over time. You're not just teaching them to hold hands in parking lots. You're teaching them to trust your guidance, to understand that rules come from love, and to develop their own internal sense of safety. I know this is hard. I know that moment when they pull away and run toward danger makes your heart race and your stress levels spike. You might feel frustrated, scared, even angry. And all of those feelings are completely valid, but you're doing beautifully. You're here learning, seeking to understand your child's development. You're choosing patience over punishment, connection over control. And that matters so much. The magic book and I believe in you, we believe in your child. This challenging phase will pass, and one day, your little one will understand danger, will have developed impulse control, will hold your hand willingly because they understand it's an act of love. Until then, stay consistent, stay patient, stay connected. And let stories like The Gingerbread Man be your gentle helpers along the way. You can find The Gingerbread Man and so many other beautiful stories in the Book of Inara app. Stories that teach safety, cooperation, emotional regulation, and so much more. Stories that make parenting feel a little bit easier and a lot more magical. Thank you for being here with me today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for loving your child so deeply that you're willing to learn and grow alongside them. You're exactly the parent your child needs. With love and starlight, Inara.